Mantic 59 here at the Maggards Meetup with
Paolo of Saponi di Paolo.
Thank you. I'm having trouble with that. So give us an idea of who you are and why you're here.
Soap maker, ball maker, here to help push my awareness to others. I am new. I've been around slightly over a year. And can't pass up a Maggard meetup either.
So give me a little detail on your background. How did you become interested in soap making? What did you do before that? Where are you from? Give me a little, kind of a little history on where you find yourself now.
I started, my hands, oddly enough, would dry up and crack open. Many months, even years, I might add, tried to fix that with dermatologists. They would put me on the steroids, it would heal up, it would come back. So doing my own research after being fed up led me to soap making. So I started with that, cleared that up, and that just led to the back to the shave world.
So that was kind of your inspiration to get into this, was your own troubles with skin.
Precisely.
Wow, okay. So how long did it take you to go from the process of some other full-time job to becoming a soap maker?
Still doing both, actually.
Oh, okay.
It's tough. It's very long. I'm a one-person shop, so it's everything is on me, and everything is a slow process, probably slower compared to others, especially. But it's thoroughly enjoyable.
What do you do as a full-time career?
Property management.
Oh.
Boring.
Boring but necessary,
yeah.
Right?
Pays the bills.
Okay, all right. So under those circumstances, give me an idea of your development process or your manufacturing process to create these soaps. I assume it's a fairly small scale since you're a one-man job.
Very much so.
How does that work?
Well, to scale, I make very small batches. I only 20, 30 tops, maybe 40 tubs at a time. So it's all in-house. Scent-wise, I like to keep things, my whole philosophy is very simple. I can't say I don't like, but I'm much more drawn to simpler scents rather than the really complex ones. Just straightforward, not overpowering, and keep it simple.
So where do you find your creativity coming into play here for something like that?
That's a good question. It's tough because you just start playing with, like, that sounds interesting, so let's try this, and 90% of them don't work out, and those ones that do stick, you make a product.
Of the ones that have apparently stuck, what's your most popular product right now?
The agrume, which is the lime and basil.
Lime and basil?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a favorite of your own?
That's the one I started with. Too, right?
You like it too?
Yeah. That's okay. I made that one prior to me being a company for myself initially for a few months.
Now, speaking of the company, are your soaps being distributed anywhere else besides your website or just the website right now?
Yes, Maggard carries them, as does Bull Goose Shaving, as does DJ Shaving Supply, as does Badger in Vancouver, and Phoenix also carries them.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. So what's next for your soap making?
Refinement. I want to play with the formula a bit. I want to come out with some new scents, change things up, improve.
Okay, great.
Not that I have a bad product, but can always make it better.
Very good. All right. Well, thanks for sitting down with me. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
And good luck to you.
Thank you very much.